Now I'd like to introduce Kelly May Haru to give our valedictorian address.
Thank you, Senator Harkin, for that wonderful address. That was really inspiring. Dear trustees, respected guests, beloved faculty and staff, Senator Harkin, founder Goldhaber, honored parents and families, and the esteemed graduating class of 2013. I'm really thrilled to be with you all here today. Graduating from college is a tremendous achievement. I wanted to thank everyone who supported us along our way, and to those who could be here today, especially our families. You all coming makes it that much sweeter. And I understand many of you have traveled a long way, and having you here to celebrate really means a lot to all of us, so thank you. Before I came to MUM, if asked to list the 50 states, no offense, I probably would have forgotten Iowa. Having grown up in Vermont, I never had any desire to live in the Midwest. I certainly never could have predicted that I'd find myself in Fairfield for several years. But being here has been like a dream for me. People say the Fairfield bubble, and they're really onto something. It's a bubble that fosters creativity, values harmony, and recognizes, at least in principle, the inherent unity of life. I've seen men skipping every day on their way to work here. I've walked up to wild deer that don't run away from me. And I've seen many of you, in a short time, transform into more authentic, wise, and aware people. All of the MUM community, plants, animals, and humans alike, seem to enjoy an increased freedom of expression, a sense of safety, and genuine happiness here. There's a stark contrast between life in Fairfield and Iowa, and life that I've witnessed in the other places I've lived. We've been really lucky to have this nurturing community to learn and grow in. And I can see how this community has supported my growth. MUM offered the perfect combination of dedicated faculty and staff, bright students, all seekers of truth, and this extraordinarily supportive environment for personal development. When I came here, I was on a warpath against humanity and myself. I was deeply resentful of humans for the way I saw them treating each other and treating the earth. And I couldn't stand the culture of greed and consumerism that I seem to observe everywhere. I resented myself, too, for participating in this culture that conflicted with my deeper values, but too stressed and disconnected from myself to access my inner strength necessary to live the change I wish to see in the world. But MUM's gentle daily routine and emphasis on the subjective aspects of knowing changed this for me. Unlike most colleges, ours advocates for healthy lifestyles and deep introspection. I learned how to take care of myself and connect with my deeper inner wisdom. In time, through TM and the TM Cities program, the anger and sadness within me was released and I had access to my higher potential. Not all my classmates have the same relationship with meditation as I do, but it's been really great for me. I needed meditation to get through my studies. For the past 3 years, I've been digging into the seemingly endless challenges of the world. Challenges isn't even the right word. I studied devastation and horror and injustice. I chose to focus on the psychology and philosophies behind sustainability as opposed to the technical aspects like renewable energy and green building. While my peers in the sustainable living department were brilliantly separating hydrogen gas from water and building turbines, I was trying to justify eating 3 meals a day, knowing that 18,000 other people, mainly children, would die that day of hunger or hunger-related illnesses. I was trying to understand how we could continue to use fossil fuels, knowing it was irreversibly damaging the natural balance of the biosphere. How, I tortured myself asking, could I sleep at night, knowing that the social and consumer systems with which I lived and participated in were reinforcing the suffering, oppression, and violence going on in the world. I dwelled on the relationship between human nature and mother nature. Were greed and power more favorable qualities to my species than the love and equality I saw in natural systems? And if so, was there really any point in trying to create a sustainable future for humans? We have these magnificent tables in the SL department that are made of different species of Iowan trees. Each is highly distinguished by its unique color, grain, and texture, and so remarkable in its own way. And I would sit there at these tables in class day after day discussing fracking and CAFOs and corporate greed, some of the saddest stuff on earth. But when I would look down at the table, I couldn't ignore how beautiful nature is, how no matter what humans did or didn't do, the world would remain full of nature's beauty, even if it is as subtle as the pattern in a board of horse chestnut. And love, too. I would contemplate how the trees that made the tables were loved by the clouds, which rained upon them the precious water they depended on to grow. How the tree, in return, would dance for the wind that blew the clouds. How the tree, in being felled and crafted, provided the logger and the carpenter with an outlet for meaningful work, craftsmanship, and income to support their families. The tree has so many connections to its world family and so much love coursing through it. I would run my hand over the smooth top of the tables and actually feel the interbeing of all these aspects of Earth. Sure, there was a lot of weight in my heart for the state of the world, but through focusing on my gratitude for the beauty in life, I could instantly feel connected with the love inherent within it. The weight of the day's topic would be lightened as I welcomed the power of nature's intelligence into my awareness. I want to be like the tree, beautiful in all forms, connected and driven by love. The tree didn't spend time, as I had, feeling bad, doubting itself or the fate of the earth. Through simply being, it gracefully contributes to the reciprocal and eternal cycles of nature. I realize that humans can join these cycles, too, if they approach life from the same place as the tree demonstrates. There is a permaculture principle I learned in my education at MUM. The problem is the solution. In the same way I've realized that love is the deepest driving force behind all ecological processes in the world, whether it seems good or bad, within each challenge we will face in our lives, there is always a solution embedded within. And when you shift your attention from grievance and frustration to sincere wonder and gratitude for the experience, the gate of your heart will open for both the solution and love. Today symbolizes the end of the MUM bubble for many of us. It's easy to feel nervous or even scared about what's next. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said, "Order is present everywhere." And I urge you all, my dear friends, to remember that no matter where you are or how much darkness there seems to be in our world, love is the force behind this pervasive order. It is within you to embrace. Trust the process and focus on the positive. What you put your attention on really does grow. Just like the seed that is carried away from the place it knows well, we too are carried away from our college lives. And wherever we are carried, in the same way as the seed, we have within us everything we need to take root, grow, and thrive in reciprocity within these magical cycles we see in the world. Remember, like the tree, you are inseparable, needed, and loved. The more you give, the more you get. So put yourself out there, be connected, and let your love light shine. Thank you for all you have done and will do in making the world a better place. Congratulations. I love you. Dev.
What a beautiful talk. You're obviously a person of enormously high standards and values, and thank you for sharing such a personal and profound story of your transformation. We'll be posting this talk along with all of the other talks on our website, but I hope you'll find a place to publish that talk. It really deserves to be heard all around the world.